Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. 54-year-old Kathleen Jennings of Arcata died in a head-on collision on Highway 101 this morning. The CHP reports that witnesses saw Jennings driving her car in an erratic manner, headed north on the 101, and that just north of the Bayside cutoff, when she somehow managed to turn her car around and head southbound in the northbound lane, directly in the path of a car driven by 25-year-old Josh Larson of Eureka. Larson was unable to avoid Jennings' vehicle, and the two cars collided head-on. Larson was injured and left trapped in his vehicle, and after being extricated, he was transported to the hospital. Jennings suffered fatal injuries during the collision and was also left trapped in her vehicle and had to be extricated as well. The collision shut down both lanes of the northbound Highway 101, diverting traffic onto Samoa Boulevard and Old Arcata Road. The northbound lanes were then reopened at about 9:30 this morning. Evidence found at the scene by the CHP points to alcohol having played a role in the collision, and the incident remains under investigation. Congressman Mike Thompson's office announced today that a federal grant totaling more than $180,000 has been awarded to the Eureka Fire Department. The grant was awarded through the Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program. And Thompson said, and I quote, "This grant is a win for the public and our local fire department, and it will help our firefighters protect our public safety," unquote. The grant money will be used to install fire sprinkler systems in Eureka Fire's three stations, all of which were built decades ago. Since 2001, the AFG has provided approximately $5 million in grants to fire departments across the country. Another piece of Congressman Thompson's legislation will have an impact on the North Coast. In the Intelligence Authorization Act for 2012, one of Thompson's provisions to combat foreign drug cartels from using federal lands to grow marijuana has been included. The provision calls for the country's intelligence services to compile a threat assessment of foreign drug traffickers who are using federal lands. That threat assessment would then be used by federal, state, and local law enforcement to identify and combat the grow operations. The provisions also ensure that the intelligence is not used to gather information or to spy on American citizens. Another provision, while not affecting marijuana grows on the North Coast, does direct the Central Intelligence Agency to compile a classified report on the actions surrounding the location and killing of Osama bin Laden last May. The report will include the details of planning, execution, and the results of information and intelligence gathered as a result of that raid. And hundreds of new laws went into effect in California on the 1st, but one law passed last year is already the target of a legal attack. AB 144 prohibits people from openly carrying unloaded firearms in public outside of their homes or vehicles. California already bars carrying a loaded firearm in public, and AB 144 expands that prohibition to unloaded firearms. A Southern California man has already challenged the constitutionality of the law and points to the Supreme Court's ruling that overruled a similar law in the District of Columbia. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Listening to KINS North Coast News, the Sheriff's Office reports that on New Year's Eve, a man appeared at Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna for treatment of a gunshot wound. When deputies arrived to interview the man, he said he had been sleeping on the river bar near Fernbridge. When he heard shots, he got up and started running when he was shot in the back. The victim was able to flag down a passing motorist who took him to the hospital. When deputies attempted to interview the man a second time, he provided a false identity and refused to answer questions about how or who had shot him and refused any further details. Investigators have discovered the victim's true identity, but an attempt at a third interview was what was met with more stonewalling. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And a reminder that the Humboldt County Superior Court has begun an amnesty program aimed at both revenue recovery and allowing those who owe the court money to get their unpaid bills settled. The amnesty program, not seen since 1996, allows for a 50% discount on fines issued by the court. And to meet the criteria, the case had a pay or appear date before January 1st of 2009. The case does not carry additional fees or penalties imposed. The debtor does not owe restitution on any case within the county, and that you have no outstanding misdemeanor or felony warrants. And the